All right, welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. We have the distinctive privilege to be speaking with Lance Corporal Kaylee Carroll, who is with us today from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And Lance Corporal Carroll, thanks for being on our program today.
My pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
I drive trucks and I refuel them.
Okay. And how long have you been in the Marine Corps?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years now, too. So still relatively new. Then I guess this must be, is this your first deployment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did they prepare you well? Is it going as you thought it would on a deployment?
Absolutely. It's not as lonely as I thought it would be, missing home because you have a new family out here, so it's
right.
A lot easier than I thought.
And you do have, I would imagine, some great connections for back home from what we've understood from Camp Leatherneck in the past. Where is home for you? Where did you grow up?
That would be Old Town, Florida.
Okay. And so do you still have family there, and are you able to stay in touch with them?
Yes, sir, my father.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you join right out of high school? Was this, or how did you come to join the Marine Corps?
I sure did. I graduated high school on a Friday, and I was gone to boot camp on Sunday.
Right. Well, why did you choose the Marine Corps out of other services? Did you have any family history in the military?
I did. My father was a Marine, and, well, I'd be the first female in my family to be in the military and the first female in my county to be a Marine. So,
well, great.
I guess the pride thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you practically grew up on the yellow footsteps then, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, tell me, how was the boot camp experience? Did your dad prepare you for that? And was it what you thought it would be?
Absolutely. Besides, I've never had females yelling at me before. I grew up with just my father, and then, yes, older women yelling at me all the time. I was not used to that.
Yeah, so you're only used to your dad yelling at you for various reasons, I'm sure. So here you are coming into the Marine Corps, relatively new in the Marine Corps now. What do you think so far? What is it that you like best about being a Marine?
What do I like best?
Mm-hmm.
Learning new things, definitely.
Well, what would that be? Are you studying some things to improve either education or just your position in the Marine Corps?
I see it as more life learning process, getting to know new people along the way, being professional, polite.
How about it just as far as your primary position, as you said there, driving trucks around Camp Leatherneck as well, too? Was that new for you, or did your dad teach you how to drive a stick?
Well, he sure did.
Yeah.
I had two grandfathers in the Army. They also drove trucks. And then my grandfather, he's been driving a semi for well over 18 years. So it was just in me to drive trucks.
Probably came pretty naturally to you then. What do you see in your future? What would you like to do in the Marine Corps?
My future in the Marine Corps, I want to continue to drive trucks, but I look forward to trying out for the Marine Corps soccer team.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So did you play soccer back in high school?
I played county for 12 years.
Oh, excellent. So you practically grew up in front of the net then there. So did you you see that as is that something that you find also in common? If you have some good soccer matches yet at Camp Leatherneck? Because we understand that there's a fair number of people to play there.
Yes, sir. We often get groups together and just shoot the ball around.
Mm-hmm. You know, of course, the mission at Camp Leatherneck and in Afghanistan has changed from what some of your fellow Marines probably have told you if they've been on other deployments. How do you see your role in that mission now? I mean, is it something that at the Lance Corporal level that you've got a sense of this drawdown procedure and trying to get everything ready to come back?
I definitely felt a big part of the mission here, this deployment. I countless missions.
Mm-hmm.
Refueling trucks was my biggest role this deployment.
Yeah.
And I felt that was a big part of it.
All right, excellent. So how long have you been on this deployment? How much more to go, do you think?
Less than a month.
Okay. All right. looking forward to that, I'm sure. Have you been able to stay in touch with your dad back in Florida?
Yes, sir, I have. We have decent Wi-Fi from time to time.
Well, at your age, decent for you is probably going to be excellent for me. I mean, that's probably just a generational thing there, too. but yes, I understand that you can do that. You can stay in touch those ways. But again, Lance Corporal Kaylee Carroll that we're talking to today in at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And have you had some more experienced or older Marines that have mentored you as well as to what to expect in an deployment and what to expect in country like that in Afghanistan?
Yes. Just before deploying out here, a few of my squad corporals would pull us aside and let us ask any questions we had about it, and they told us about their just recent deployment here in 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any other women, Marines, that are also driving trucks? And do you have new friends that you've made out there and hang out with?
Oh, plenty of new friends, dozens.
Oh, yeah.
Friends and family now.
Well, you mentioned about playing soccer. Any other things that you'd like to do, either when you have some downtime? And I know deployments, you don't have a lot, but maybe even back at the base when you have some downtime.
I like to read.
Mm-hmm. Anything favorite? What are you reading now?
A Time to Kill.
Oh, really? Oh, I love that book. Yeah, that's a great book.
Great movie.
Yeah. So you saw the movie first and now going back and reading the book, because some people find that a little bit more difficult.
This is probably my fifth time reading the book.
Oh, really? Okay. You really like it. Oh, in fact, I think it's a sequel to that book has just come out, in fact. So you'll have to look that one up. There's a... we have a lot of interest in finding out a little bit more about our Marines and our sailors and what they like and what they aspire to. You joined right out of high school. Is this something that you then hope maybe through the Marine Corps you might continue your education?
Absolutely.
What would you like to study?
I'm thinking somewhere along the lines of business management, so that I have knowledge on how to run some type of nonprofit organization.
Oh, especially a nonprofit. Did you do any volunteer work while you were in high school that make you think of along those ways?
Well, I've always wanted my own rodeo, and when my mother passed away to cancer, I kind of changed my idea a little bit and wanted it to be nonprofit so I could donate to organizations like the American Cancer Society.
Well, you know what that means. You've got to get cowboys to wear pink now if you're going to do that.
I don't think it'll be too tough.
Yeah, they're tough enough. You get Ty and his friends and some of those other radio stars to wear a little pink for cancer. They'd do it in a heartbeat. All right. Well, again, Lance Corporal Carroll, as we get ready to wind this up here, what do you think? We always like to ask. I know we ask some silly questions, but we always like to ask too. What do you think about the food there at Camp Leatherneck compared back to your home base?
It's bearable. You definitely. It's not the worst. And 7 months, you learn to love it. Certain things, at least.
You know, over the time now, some of the big food stations may have pulled out. They used to have quite a bit there, so there may not be as much there now as it used to be since we're doing this drawdown. Now, one thing I failed to ask you is that who are you attached to, and where do you call home base?
Home base is Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Good. And who are you attached to, or is this on this deployment?
I am CLB-6 Transportation Company.
All right, excellent. Well, again, Lance Corporal Kaylee Carroll, we want to thank you for spending a little time with us, and we wish you the best on your deployment. Godspeed to you, and may you get back safely here in another month or so.
Thank you very much, sir.